The simple act of hammering in grommets or fittings on a prosthetic device might mask the complexity of materials, functions, and mechanics that now mark the field. Mike Hall is no longer attaching some kind of hinge to a wooden leg.
Now we have a componentry that's made out of carbon fibers and stuff that works more like the leaf springs in your car. It's flexible over the entire length, and it mimics what the human body does without having those joints or articulations that we have to grease and maintain.
His wife, Terry, notes their industry has benefited from some of the highest science.
The space age exploration, and that came up with a lot of materials for the lightweight, the durability, those kind of things that really helped our industry also.
Mechanical advancements also help. Jeremy Hall describes a computerized knee joint they use.
It takes about 50 measurements per second and controls the valves in the knee to open or close depending on what's going on with it, to sense whether you're stumbling or in the middle of a step, and then it makes corrections.
The Halls are working with some of the most advanced prosthetic technology. A five-finger hand with sensors and contacts in the sleeve that goes on the amputated limb.
Unlike most hands that just do a pincher, each digit moves independently.
The amputee is actually thinking of flexing or extending their wrist, and when they activate those muscles, these pick up those signals and cause a hand to open and
close.
And Mike says the goal is to allow people to do anything they want. Jeremy uses simple motivation.
Just like that, you tell them to. Go do what you were doing before. If you were able to do it before you became an amputee, chances are the prosthesis isn't going to be what's holding you back now.
Advanced artificial arms and legs are part of rehab tech's business. Another is devices to assist walking or other activities where people have lost mobility. Mike Hall estimates about 1 in 10 people will need his services at some point in their lifetime. Chris Bolt, WAER News.